This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and I'm going to share with you a little Jim Morrison quote, hey? Yep. Oh, I feel like a boomer. I just did that, and look how big it is. You know, like, that's what that text messages look like. Yeah, I'm saying that. All right. The most important kind of freedom is to be what you really are. You trade in your reality for a role. You trade in your sense for an act. You give up your ability to feel, and in exchange, put on a mask. There can't be any large-scale revolution until there's a personal revolution on an individual level. It's got to happen inside first. Jim Morrison. So, personal revolution. I'm fucking all for the personal revolution. I think it speaks a lot also to the previous podcast that I spoke about in relation to ego strength and individuation. But I think even the first part of this quote, the most important kind of freedom is to be what you really are. So if you hear that, the most important means that there's a different levels or almost like a hierarchy of importance, right? And the most important and kind is showing that there's different types. Otherwise, you wouldn't say it. Otherwise, you'd simply say, freedom is to be what you really are. And as he's going on to say, the most important kind of freedom, right? Out of all of the important freedoms, the most important type of freedom, and freedom is subjective, right? I can promise you, though, it's usually on the other side of fear, is to be what you really are. Isn't that interesting? Not who you really are. Because who almost feeds into where there's an identity that you're meant to be that. I'm my personality. I'm just being my personality. And it feels natural. Where it feels familiar. And so I don't actually have to look at any forms of my shadow because that's somebody else's problem or that's, they don't, you know, it's not my issue. And so that's a really fascinating idea, is to be what you really are. And what you really are is the ability to show up in any given moment as you are, rather than who you think you're meant to be, which he speaks to later, because he goes, you trade in your reality for a role. And this is interesting when we start looking at it and going, you know, I'm a lawyer, or I'm a student, or I'm a mother, or I'm a role, right? That's none of that is who you are. Some of that's what you do, and you may play that role in the same way that as a coach / trainer, I have the ability to choose whether I'm coaching or whether I'm training and what role I'm actually playing with the people around me. And that's a really powerful thing, because at no point do I confuse myself as I am a coach, I am a trainer, I coach and I train. And the ability to do that means that I have the frame in mind that I can adapt based upon what's required of me in any given moment. So those are things that I do. They're not who I am. You trade in your sense for an act. Action. Reaction. Rather than losing your mind and coming to your senses so you can show up again. Like, it's really quite a fucking beautiful quote here, right? Rather than losing your mind so you're not fucking stuck in your head, so you can come to your senses and show up. Now, it doesn't mean that you never have to think. It means an integration of think and an integration of heart, an integration of gut. It means an integration of all of that. So you can use all of your senses rather than just getting lost and stuck in your head. Hey. It really is quite profound. You give up your ability to feel, and in exchange, you put on a mask. Because if I put on a mask so that I behave in a way for you to like me, and I like that, I'm not actually feeling that, because deep down I know that you don't like me. Deep down, I'm manipulating who you think I am. I'm not who I think I am. I'm not who you think I am. I am who I think you think I am. You give up your ability to feel, and in exchange, right? There's an exchange going on there. you put on a mask. And it almost could be said in the reverse as well, hey. And so the ability to remove our mask allows us once again to show up, come to our senses, and actually feel. There can't be any large-scale revolution until there's a personal revolution. Re-evolution, hey, it's a re-evolution. On an individual level, it's got to happen inside first. I'm going to leave it there. I think that's a really beautiful quote. I hope that sits with you today. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books. But I'm out. Big love, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.